Good morning.
Good morning.
For those of you tuning in on Facebook, if this is your first time tuning in to Fork Union Baptist Church, I am not Pastor Anthony Clore. I am Corbin Flynn. Pastor Anthony called me this morning around 9 o'clock and asked if I would speak in his place today. He's not feeling very well, and he just didn't want to expose himself to anybody. So that being said, if you're a first-time watcher, don't think that this is the way the church normally operates or the normal speaker normally operates. I will do my best. One of the things that Anthony has said, and I think it was another pastor that told him, as long as you're preaching from the Word, you can't mess up. And so today's message is Lead by Example. That's the name of the message that I came up with. And I've got a lot of scripture. And so that part's going to be perfect. Everything in between, hopefully God will speak to me and it'll work out okay. But anything that I say that's not good, that's on me. Anything from the scripture or anything that's good, give all the glory to God. He's the one that deserves it. Okay? That being said, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much. Thank you so much for this church. Thank you for giving me an opportunity just to get out of bed this morning, Lord. Everything that I have, that we have, we owe it all to you, God. And it gives me great joy to be able to come here today with my brothers and sisters in Christ and praise you and glorify you and worship you, God. I ask that the message that you've laid on my heart this morning, that you'll just speak through me. I will do my best to get out of your way, and I'll just be a tool for you, God, and hopefully it will touch just one person's heart and bring them closer to you in their relationship. And if they don't have a relationship with you, maybe today will be the start of that relationship. Again, thank you so much, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So, I have quite a bit of scripture written down and nothing else. So, everything in between the scripture is going to come from, hopefully, above. And like I said, anything that doesn't turn out so good, it came from me, unfortunately. I will do my best to share what God has laid on my heart this morning to share with you folks. The first scripture that I picked out was 2 Timothy 3:16. I have shared this scripture numerous times with the youth, and I like to start a lot of my devotions off with reading this scripture because it really speaks to my heart. Now, there's a ton of scripture. I say this is my favorite, I've learned that I've got a bunch of favorite scriptures, and actually that's where my message is going a little bit today. But again, leading by example, okay? We all set examples every single day within the church, within the workplace, within the community, within the home. So what kind of example are we setting? What kind of example is Fork Union Baptist Church setting for the community? 2 Timothy 3:16. I'll start with the New Living Translation. That's what most of the scripture is from. But I wrote this down three times. Once in the New Living Translation, once in the NIV, and once in the New King James Version. The New Living Translation says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. That's the New Living Translation. The other two translations are very similar, but a few words jump out at me. So the New International, or the NIV, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And then the New King James Version, which I rarely read, but I like the way that they've got this as well. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So, part of what I'm going to try to share with you folks today is what some of these scriptures mean to me and have laid on my heart. A lot of them are scriptures that I was surprised this morning after Anthony called me, they just started coming to me. Thank you, God, for that, really. This particular scripture, it tells me that every single word in this Bible right here is God's word. You got John who wrote, you got Paul who wrote, you got Moses who wrote, but it was God himself that through those people wrote this word. So when I read it, I've even told some of the youth this, they may or may not remember, but I can just picture John writing John, and then he wants to write a word, but it's not the word he writes because God has worked through him to write his word. And so we cannot go wrong. This scripture right here is a good way to start any of your devotions or any Bible study. Just reading it and understanding what our Creator has given us. A guidebook for our life here on earth to do His work, to do His purpose. The next scripture is 2 Timothy 4:2. And Lisa has put this up on the screen for you. Talk about some good work this morning, you know. An hour and boom, comes together, and then all of a sudden there it is on the screen. So she deserves a lot of credit for that. I know she doesn't want it, and she'll get aggravated with me for saying that, but nonetheless. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word of God. Be prepared. Be prepared. Whether the time is favorable or not, patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. So some of other translations say in season and out of season. So again, and oftentimes in the youth group, I like to ask questions. I'm not going to do that of you guys, but you can ask yourself these questions and answer them throughout the week. What does the scripture say to you? Be ready. Be prepared. I am far from prepared to be able to deliver a message for you guys today, but the scripture says, be prepared whenever that time may come about. It came about this morning, and this scripture popped into my head. So it may come to you in the grocery store. Be prepared to share what Christ did on that cross right there for each and every one of you in this room. Be prepared. The next scripture that I have is from Isaiah. Again, one of my favorite scriptures, 55:8, although all of the scriptures are up here, so we'll leave it on that screen for right now. You don't have to go to 8. But when I was looking at this morning, I was going to just use Isaiah 55:8-9. But then I read the entire chapter of Isaiah 55:8. And I'd like to read that as poor a reader as I am. This way it'll help extend the message a little bit, you know, and you won't feel like you were shorted today. So, but this scripture just jumped out at me this morning. And so my Bible, this is the New Living Translation, it said Isaiah 55:8, invitation to the Lord's salvation. Is anyone thirsty? come and drink. Even if you have no money, come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me, and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food. Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all of the unfailing love I promised to David. See how I used him to display my power among the peoples. I made him a leader among the nations. You also will command nations you do not know, and peoples unknown to you will come running to obey, because I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, have made you glorious. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will forgive generously. My favorite verse is coming up here. 8 and 9, actually probably through 11. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The rain and the snow come down from heaven and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. You will live in joy and peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles will sprout up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. They will be an everlasting sign of his power and love. Let's go to Lord in prayer again. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for sharing it with me this morning. Please continue to be with me as I deliver the rest of the message that you've laid on my heart. Please speak through me. Lord, I just want to surrender to you and let the congregation hear directly from you through me, God. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I've told people that, you ever heard the saying, God works in mysterious ways? Yes. I think that comes from Isaiah 55:8, you know. So I woke up this morning, 6:30-ish, I guess, and had no idea I'd be standing here, if you want to call it preaching to you folks this morning. I am not a preacher. My wife and my children and my family and some of my close friends and maybe some in the county might say otherwise, that I have preached to them, but I am not a preacher. So, again, I am just so blessed to be here and to be a part of this church. God works in mysterious ways. You just don't know. His ways are higher than our ways. Again, lead by example. God's going to put you in position to lead. You can lead down a wrong path, or you can lead down the right path. That's really the simplicity of the message, is share it with others. And sometimes you can share that just by the example you set, just by the way you carry yourself. You don't have to beat somebody over the head with it. If that works for you, you know, by all means. That's not who I am, but all kinds of ways to share God's word. This church, I've been coming here since 2003, I think it is. So what is that, 19 years? And I tell you, what a blessing that God did for me and my family to bring us here 19 years ago. The friends, the connections, all the different aspects of being part of a church family has just, I mean, it has just poured joy and peace into me. And all of that's God's grace. It's not necessarily each one of you guys, although it is the Holy Spirit working through each one of you guys that has done that. We have a lot of folks on Facebook don't realize this, but on Tuesday, we're going to have a church gathering to talk about what does God want us to do? That's sort of my words, not necessarily the announcement's words, but what does God want Fork Union Baptist Church to be thinking about doing next week, next month, next year, 5 years from now? I'm a firm believer in the fact that we are where we are today as a growing, Christ-loving congregation because we all have gotten out of ourselves and out of our way and allowed God to work through this church. We've been obedient to God. And as long as we continue to be obedient to share the message of Jesus and the cross, then this church is going to set a great example. A great example. We will lead by example right outside those doors. I mean, you don't even have to go far. You can go a half a mile. A half a mile. I could probably even walk that, even though I don't have very good ankles. You could probably go a half a mile and run into somebody who does not know Jesus Christ. You can go to Honduras. That's fine. You can go to Zimbabwe. You can go all the way around the world. But all you got to do is walk right out that door, that door, that door. We happen to have three of them for those people on Facebook that didn't know that. We would love for you to come here and worship with us in person if you're able to do that, by the way. But we do thank you for being online and listening when you are listening. The next scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. Most everybody knows this. I think I brought it up in youth class or youth devotion one day, and Reagan Wood knew it by heart, which I was happy to see one of our youth knew it. For you know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. So, some people believe in coincidence. I don't necessarily believe in that. Some people believe in luck. I don't necessarily believe in that. God knew that I was going to be up here today. Now, boom, does that blow your mind? I mean, how in the world can that be possible? Again, His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He knew the plans just for this brief moment between now and whatever time I'll preach until, what, 2:30 I got or something like that? So, you know, for this morning and early afternoon, he knew. I didn't necessarily know when I got up this morning, was drinking coffee, but God knew. He knows the plans he has for this church, for this community. All we have to do is submit ourselves. Each and every one of us. I, for one, am not perfect. Far, far from it. Y'all can laugh at any point in time and clap for those that you know me. But I try. And that's what God wants us to do. Submit. Let him use you as a tool. Some of you are mechanics. Think of yourself as God's wrench. Let God turn that wrench. Some of you are carpenters. Think of yourself as a hammer. You are a tool. You have a choice. We talk about that in youth a lot, don't we, guys? Choices? Huh? It's okay. Shake your head. That's good. Life is all about choices. You're not going to be forced by God to do the right thing. You're not going to be forced by the Holy Spirit to do the right thing. You got a choice. Submit to God. Let God work through you. Let God work through me. Let God work through this church. And man, oh man, he hasn't even scratched the surface of what can happen here on the corner of Route 6 and Route 15. He hasn't even scratched the surface. You think having almost 300 people come through this parking lot yesterday and getting backpacks is the top? No, not for God. His ways are higher than our ways, folks. His ways are higher than ours. Tuesday night, take some time and come and just share. Pray between now and then. God, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want Fort Union Baptist Church to do for you? Make sure it's not about Corbin Flynn. Make sure it's not about yourself. Make sure it's about God. And you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong if you allow God to do all the work. And you can't go wrong right here. Period. End of sentence. My last scripture is Psalm 133:1. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. What does that mean to you? Think about that. We are God's people. Each and every one of us. What's unity? Getting along, being on the right path. Again, not my will, not your will, but God's will. If we're all in God's will, if we're all following Christ, the one that died on that cross for me and for each one of you, then we are going to unite. That's part of what's happened here over the last several years. We've united. We've submitted. We've been obedient. And as a result of that, the church is thriving. Now, I don't mean that by numbers. I don't mean that by how many people come in or what the offering is or anything like that. I mean that by your relationship with Christ. I know it. I see it. I know most all of you guys pretty well. And I know, I can see I can feel it. Each and every one of us growing in Christ. That's what Christ wants, for us to have a relationship with Him. A couple of Sundays ago, our pastor preached on love. Love God and love your neighbor. You all remember that? It was in Matthew. Did you notice I didn't use any Matthew scripture today? For whatever it's worth. Last week, I guess it was, the youth went on a retreat. I've said this before. I think I might have did it in a sermon message here once before. I asked the youth, how do you spell love? And what was the answer that your brother gave, Luke? T-I-M-E. That's how you spell love. Spend time in the Word. That's love. If you're going to have a relationship with Christ, you can't spend 30 seconds with Him a week. You can't even come to church, folks. Just in case you're not aware of it, you can't come to church for 1 hour a week and call that a true relationship. It's better than some. I'm not going to judge because I am far from perfect. There's a whole lot that I could work on in my relationship with Christ. But it's all time. Where do you spend your time? As a church, you know, the early church, back in when the Holy Spirit came and the church began, the people met together. They ate together. They did everything together. I see that a lot happening in this church over the last several years. I can just imagine God looking down on us and going, you know, you guys are doing a pretty good job. Don't get a big head. Don't think you're the one that's doing it. But you're doing a pretty daggone good job. Keep it up. Get out of the way and let me do the work for you. And everything will be okay. I don't have any other scripture. But there were a couple of other things. How much time? What time of day is it? 12 o'clock? I didn't start until late because we didn't start singing until about a quarter after 11. So I actually got at least 15 more minutes if I want to take it. And seeing how nobody here can, well, they could run me off stage, I guess, if they wanted to, but hopefully they won't. There's just two more things I want to share with you, and then we'll have the invitation. And not necessarily in order. They just hit me this morning again. One of the things that I carry around in my Bible, and I print them off and I cut them. How many of you have I given this to? Raise your hand, the Serenity Prayer. Yep. At one time I thought this was in the Bible. I thought this was actually came straight from the Bible. That was several years ago, and I realized, wait a minute, it's not. But this prayer made me think about a little bit about this message. And the message may be all over the place, but again, hopefully the perfect part of it is the Scripture, and the Scripture spoke to you today. But the Serenity Prayer, most people have heard the first four lines, have seen them in bookstores and by the little plaques and whatnot, but most people have not read the entire thing. This little prayer helped me over 30 years ago, and ever since then, I try to have some with me. And if I run into somebody who's not having such a good day or needs some lifting up, if I happen to be able to put my hands on it, I give it to them. And I just tell them, think about this prayer when you read it. Take your time and think about it. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did on that cross right there, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he, again Jesus, will make all things right if I surrender, if I surrender to his will. That I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. The other thing I wanted to share with you guys, I was thinking about time and whatnot, and I'm not going to sit here and sing because I can't sing as well as Glenn a cappella, but hymn 448 in your Bible, "Just a Closer Walk with Thee." Oftentimes we sing songs and we don't really think about the lyrics. Some of us don't. Sometimes we go back and we read them and they can really, really jump off the page to you. This is, like most of the scripture I shared with you, is a lot of that's my favorite scriptures, and then there are some. This is one of my favorite songs for whatever reason. I just, I really like this song. And, you know, "I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee." That's a relationship. Walking close to thee. "Just a closer walk with thee, granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily, daily. Walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be." Oh man. I'm telling you. That's where it is. Time with Jesus. Man, he will fill your heart with so much joy and so much peace and so much comfort that everything that's going on outside these doors right here really won't bother you that much. Just go back to him. I cannot believe that he died on the cross for me. An imperfect Corbin Flynn. He died on a cross for me and each and every one of you in here. And all he wants is to spend some time with you. We're going to have a song here in a minute. Please stand when that song comes up and sing the song as our closing invitation. And I just want to tell you that I appreciate you all putting up with me. Anthony called me this morning after calling about 10 or 12 people, and none of them could show up here, so he reluctantly said, "Well, you know, let's see if Corbin will do this." And so... I'd probably be another year or two before this opportunity or God presents this opportunity to me, but I really appreciate you guys taking a little bit of time to listen to me. Again, if you're visitors, our pastor will be back next week, and he does a wonderful job. He really does. He is genuine. He has a heart for Christ that just pours out of him. So, Facebook folks, anybody that's never been to Fork Union Baptist Church, come on in here and sit down with us one Sunday. Now, if God has spoken to you today, if you don't have a relationship with Christ, there's no better time than the present. You don't have to come up front if you don't want to. Just go to him in prayer during the song and say to Jesus, "I submit myself to you. God, I believe you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for me. I accept that and I want to follow you and I want to have a relationship with you." That's all. It's simple. Let him do all the work from there on out. You just be the tool. If you have a prayer need, come on up. Be happy to pray with you. I'm not the best prayer in the world, I'll admit it. Something I got to work on. But I will gladly pray for you. If you'd like to join our church, we would love to have you join our church. Again, thank you so much for coming today. Let me go real quick like in prayer, and then we'll go to the song. Dear Lord, thank you so much. You just blow my mind every single day, every single moment. Thank you for using me today, God. Thank you for giving me the strength to be able to get out of your way so that you could use me today, God. I'm going to try to do a better job. I'm going to try to do a better job at submitting even more to you and spending more time with you, God. And I ask that you continue to just pour your blessings out on this church. I ask that you speak to each and every one that's here, to anyone that's listening online, to just let them know that you just want a relationship with them. You just want to spend time with them. And that they will be comforted and live this life here on earth just as it is in heaven, really. We don't have to wait to get to heaven to get a taste of what heaven is like, God. Thank you so much for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, my name is Anthony Clore, and I'm honored to be the pastor here at Fork Union Baptist Church. I hope you were blessed by the message today, and I want to encourage you with this. God is always willing and always waiting, and always wants to do great things in our lives when we simply read the Bible and hear biblical preaching and teaching. But we must allow what we hear to be applied to our lives. So if you feel God tugging at your heart or speaking to you today, I want to encourage you to stop whatever you're doing right now and respond to Him personally. And if you would like to let us know what God is doing in your life through this podcast ministry, we would be so blessed if you would reach out to us by email at churchoffice@forkunionbaptist.org. Again, that's churchoffice@forkunionbaptist.org. You can also try us at our office at 434-842-3390. Again, thank you for listening, and we hope that someday you will join us in person. We meet each Sunday at 11 a.m. Take care, and God bless.